All right. So, Sam, we know you're kind of a woo-woo person lately. He's a little woo-woo, a woo-woo, you know?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, granola, crunchy.
He likes the earth. He likes, you know, I like me some acupuncture. We've talked about this. Did you see in the Kansas City Star today that Heidi Gardner of SNL fame from our town has cats, loves cats? Okay. She has been giving them weekly sound baths. What? And now you can do this for your pets too.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't think you are, Sam, and here's why.
I'm out.
A few weeks ago, while house sitting for a friend, Joanne Schermerhorn decided to use the time to practice her new sound bath skills. She spread out her musical instruments, singing bowls, chimes, a steel tongue drum on the living room floor, and began to play. Have you seen these drums, Scott? Try to find us one of those bowl drum sounds.
I know what you're talking about. And it just goes,
right? How does it go? The soothing, deeply resonant humming of the bowls and sparkling tingling of chimes filled the room. A sound bath is an oral experience.
I beg your pardon?
Aural experience.
Thank you for clarifying.
Washes over the listener, helping them feel calm, less stressed, and more energized. Schermerhorn, newly certified in the practice, was prepping for an appointment with a human client with her bowls. But what happened next took her by surprise. There were two older cats in the home. One is sick, the other one is blind. They both followed the sounds into the room. A feisty two-year-old cat, busy chasing birds in the backyard, also came into the house and sat down at her feet. And I was like, she said, this is really cute. Oh. So I sent Heidi all these videos and she was obsessed with it. Oh, it's very calming. She boasted Heidi Gardner in one Instagram post, I have the best pet sitter in Kansas City. She now gives the kitties sound baths and they love it. And now everyone is like, should we be doing this for our dogs? The woman they interviewed that is the human sound bath person, but now she does cats, said she had never considered doing this for pets. But why wouldn't it work to calm your cat or dog in a way that it calms humans? It does.
Are cats so wound up that they need a sound bath?
I think there are certain animals that are on a higher strung frequency, sure.
Oh. Yeah, I prefer the very calming, lay down!
Listen to this. When I do sound baths, the three older cats get on the couch and all spoon. It's so funny. We don't want to disrupt the sound. Heidi and I tried not to talk to each other, but we're looking at each other when they did this and whispered, oh my gosh. Because Heidi's four cats are not all best friends. But then you dong those bowls and they all go, oh. Oh, it's very calming.
You gonna go night-night?
Yep.
This last room.
It's so calming. You know, they do those bowls, they knock them just at the right place where.
How do they know?
Because there are certain frequencies and certain sounds that are calming to the human ear. It's absolutely true.
Is that calming right there?
It's calming to me. She says this especially works when there's thunder and lightning if you have a dog that is incredibly anxious about those.
Huh. Okay. Heidi Gardner still lives in Kansas City?
I think she is in and out. I think she's, you know. Probably in New York, but
I am big on being one with the earth and in touch with your frequencies, but I am not going to sit down and give my dog a sound bath.
Oh, come on. Try it. I think it'd be funny.
But between you being all of a sudden becoming one with the earth and you eating in small restaurants in crazy small towns, what the hell is going on around here?
I didn't say I was going to make Denny's a staple of my life, but I said the one time we went, it was rather enjoyable.
And would you say the town had more than 1,000 people in
it? No.
See, this is what I'm getting at.
My guess is you could not find a sound bath there.
But they don't have the internet?
You know, I wonder if that's why Mr. Rogers, at the beginning of his show, used those sounds, Sam. The one you just played sounded like Mr. Rogers.
Huh. Yeah, you're right.
He was onto something. I loved him.
He was on drugs.
Fred Rogers is an American treasure. You take that back.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.